You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is John chapter 1 and verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You will remember that in John chapter 1 and verse 1, he said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." But the problem is, we can't relate with the Word in that state. We can't relate with it. So, verse 14 now broke the Word down. It says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory." It was until the Word became flesh that we can relate with it. I want to say very clearly that, brethren, the Word of God must become flesh in us. It's a principle. It means that when you hear the Word of God, it must have impact in your life. That is what people see. That is what they read. The reason why people can't see a difference, why unbelievers cannot see any difference between you and them, is because the Word has not become flesh. For a lot of people, they just admire the Word of God. They do not commit to the Word of God. Jesus said, "He that hears the sayings of mine and do it." You may hear teachings about not worrying. Jesus said in John 14:1, "Let not your heart be troubled." The Bible says, "Be anxious for nothing." He said, "Do not worry about tomorrow," Matthew chapter 6. And you can hear it and hear it, but if you do not consciously lay hold of the grace of God and say, "Lord, there's this issue, but I'm not going to worry about it. My heart is going to be at peace because I trust you. I trust your word." You will never have victory. You will always be a person that worries. If you do not trust what Jesus said, that "Let not your heart be troubled." He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." If you are not capable of not allowing trouble in your heart, Jesus will not say, "Let not your heart be troubled." He said, "Trust in God. Trust in me also." So he has told you, don't let your heart be troubled. You know, sometimes when I'm facing situations that is disturbing my mind, immediately I remind myself, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Jesus is greater than whatever situation I'm facing. So I will trust on what Jesus has said. The problem is still there. He is still staring me in the face. There may be money I need to pay tomorrow, and I don't have a dime to pay it today. But tomorrow has not come. And Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Be anxious for nothing." So I'm going to say, "Lord, I trust you. I'm not going to be disturbed." So I go about my day normally by his grace, because he has said, "Let not your heart be troubled." If you don't lay hold of the word of God like that, you will hear the word of God for 50 years. Nothing will change in your life. You will be battling the same worry, the same trouble, the same restlessness. Nothing is going to change. You will remain a babe till you die. The word must become flesh. He said we should not be like people who deceive themselves, who look at the word of life and immediately forget. It's like a man looking into the mirror and he does not know what he's like. He said, "Let us not be hearers, but doers of the word." You know, a lot of people are just preaching some nonsense today. They will say, "Well, Jesus has done everything. Are we contending that?" So you don't obey God's word. You do God's word, and to do God, and they will just model up everything. The Bible says, "Do not be hearers, but doers." If there was no grace for to do, he will not ask us to do. Jesus said, "He that hears and do my word." So what theology are we bringing again? The word is very clear. And look at what he said in that verse 14. He said, "Full of grace and truth." So when we say the word of God becoming flesh, it is truth, because it will set you free. It's grace, because it is not dependent on your ability. It is dependent on what Jesus himself had already done inside of you. He has put himself inside of you. You must be conscious of that. There is nobody can teach you this one. There is no teaching. no matter how you are taught, no matter the great revelation, if you do not do the word of God, nothing will change in your life. I've had people too, who will listen to a preacher and they'll say, wow, that was great revelation. I've never understood it like that. I've never seen it like that. Give them 1 week. Nothing has changed in their lives. Still the same struggle. What that word came to address in their life, nothing will change because they do not know how to lay hold of the word of God and trust it and do it. He said to you, love your enemies. So what should you do? He said, do good to them that hate you. But you know, rather than say, Lord, this is your word, I'm going to depend on your grace to do it, what will you say to yourself? You say, I'm human. You know, that statement is a satanic statement that is whispered to the heart of men so that they can tolerate what they should not tolerate, so that they can avoid to do what God is calling them to do. He just whispers it into you. He say, but you are human now. It is human to worry. I'm telling you, it is not human to worry. It is foolish to worry. He said, which one of you, by worrying, can even create one strand of his own hair or increase himself or make himself to grow? He said, which one of you can do that? It is foolish to worry. It is not human to worry. Stop believing the lies of Satan. He will whisper that into your ears. He will tell you, but you are human now. You are human. It's okay to be restless. It's not okay to be restless. It's not okay to worry about tomorrow. It's not okay to be anxious. You are a new creation. Stop accepting the lies of the devil. When he whispered that, tell him, I'm a new creation. All things have passed away. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You will not quote that scripture at that time. It is when you are looking for money, you now say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But when it comes to obedience, you will not quote it, that you can do all things. You can do every word that God has committed into your hand. Brethren, the word must become flesh. It became flesh. That was why we could see it in Jesus. Imagine if he said, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. How can we relate with that? We will just see Jesus on high. But he came. We saw him love his enemies. We saw him meek, humble, and lowly at heart. He didn't love money. He didn't serve money. He could raise the dead, but never enrich himself with it. He never defiled one single woman. A woman can use her hair to clean the feet of Jesus, and Jesus will not defile that woman. We saw it. We saw the word of God truly became flesh. That's why we can relate with it. The word must become flesh in us. We must become the epistle by which other people read. I pray God will give you grace to walk in the truth and in his grace, in Jesus' name. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org and our email is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.